Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And tomorrow, unemployment benefits are set to expire for 14 million Americans. An eviction moratorium ends next week, which could jeopardize as many as 30 million people. Oh, and a government shutdown looms. Everything hinges on President Trump signing the $900 billion relief bill, help for struggling Americans, and funds to keep the government running through next September. So let's bring in Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Rick, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Well, same to you. Look, President Trump essentially left metaphorical rubble behind him when he left Washington to go on vacation to Palm Beach without signing or vetoing the relief bill. It's in limbo, but kind of wrecked. He wanted direct payments of $600 to Americans to be increased to $2,000. House Democrats, of course, jumped right on that. Remind people then what happened yesterday.
Well, what happened is the House Democrats tried to bring forward a proposal to do what the president was asking for. They were blocked by Republicans, and Republicans in turn brought something forward to take some of the foreign aid that was in the bill out of it, as the president also asked, and that was blocked by Democrats. So both sides went home for Christmas for a three-day weekend, but they recognize they're going to have to be right back at it on Monday. Otherwise, we've got a whole host of bad things that are about to happen to Americans and to the federal government.
And I want to pick up on what you just said, because Republicans did say, wait a minute, you Democrats are embracing raising the payout to $2,000. But the president also did say he wanted foreign aid reduced, and they felt Democrats should maybe, you know, strike a compromise there. Do they have a point?
Well, they have a point in that the president said it, but the aid amounts that were part of this bill were actually things that the president requested in his budget. It tracked that almost exactly. And look, a lot of this got lumped together because there was the two major issues, the COVID relief and government funding, that got put together. And it seems like the president, in negotiating this through his team, was confusing and conflating some of the issues. And the Democrats' point is they negotiated this with the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, and Republicans on Capitol Hill thought that the president would go along with this. Republicans were as surprised as Democrats that suddenly there were veto threats emanating from a president who, other than raging about the election that he lost and claims that he won, has been really absent from the goings-on in Washington for weeks now.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House Democrats will, as you say, try again through a standalone bill on Monday. Just the relief part, I understand. Also, the full House is going to vote on whether to override Trump's veto of the annual defense bill. Why are Republicans choosing this moment? Republicans who have really acquiesced to just about everything this president has asked of them. Why this moment to resist both the raise in the payouts and the defense bill veto?
Well, there are a lot of complicated things going on, but we've been watching for a long time. How long would Republicans stick with President Trump? It turned out that President Trump abandoned Republicans at the end of this term, because this bill that was passed, the defense bill, was crafted by Republicans primarily. And even the COVID relief was something that was very friendly to Republicans and Republican priorities. And I think right now the fact that the president is not going to be president about 3-4 weeks from now is driving some of the breaks that we're seeing in the party ranks. And to the point about resisting the larger payouts, Republicans have suddenly rediscovered their inner deficit hawks. Late in the Trump years, and after a lot of deficit spending around the tax bill and COVID relief, they're suddenly concerned about the national debt. To me, that previews some of the fights that we're going to see under the Biden administration, because we know Joe Biden is going to look to have additional relief payments, and we know that some of those priorities are going to be resisted by Republicans.
Yeah. Look, we know the government could shut down next Tuesday if Trump refuses to sign the spending bill. That's, you know, federal workers, you know, being sent home. But just concentrate it, because I know people are listening. They want to hear what happens. I mean, we know the unemployment benefits. And if the House can't pass something, I mean, what happens to those payouts that were going out to people?
Well, they stop. And it's a terrible gift around the Christmas holidays, because so much of this unemployment extension has been used by people to just keep the lights on and be able to continue to live their lives at some modicum of respectability, that goes away, that extended unemployment insurance. And there's other things like eviction moratoriums that, expire as well. So there's a real urgency now. And it's been since April, since there was major COVID-19 relief. But this carries on special urgency because it's the end of the year, because of the holidays, and frankly, because we're in the midst still of this pandemic. People are not able to resume their lives just yet. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but we still are in the tunnel.
Right. We are still in the tunnel, and we don't know if it's a train. Rick Klein, a political director for ABC News, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Great to be with you.